You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito, Pastor Paul. I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Happy Wednesday to you, and thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Wednesday to tune in today to God's frequency. WGOD is where you've tuned in because you want to hear a word from God today, and that's what you're going to do. I guarantee you, every program here, you're going to hear a word from God because we let the Word of God speak, and that's where He speaks. The Word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword. We're going to hear today something that's, it's out of 2 Corinthians chapter 12. It's a very popular subject. It's called Paul's thorn in the flesh. We read in the Bible, Paul, given an account, he was defending himself to people trashing him, trying to make it out like he wasn't a real apostle. And he goes, I know a man in Christ, speaking of himself. And then he gives this testimony that to keep him humble, that God gave him, that he was given a messenger, an angel, angelos of Satan. He was given a demon to keep him humble. He says it twice, lest I exalt myself. Satan doesn't want to keep you humble. Satan wants to destroy you. God, on the other hand, in His sovereignty, will use anything and everything, including demons, because God rules, and everyone and everything is subject to Him. And He sent a demonic entity to Paul to keep him humble, and that's what we're looking at here, what happened to the Apostle Paul. And this is part three of this message. This will conclude tomorrow. If you'd like a copy of it, you can email me, paul@wmiefm.com. You can go to my Facebook page, WGOD Radio, and right-click the link on there and download it to your computer. Here is the next part of this message now. My power is perfected in weakness. Not all sickness comes from Satan. Proven. Where's that in the Bible? Sickness can come from, number one, Satan. Indeed, Satan. Look at Job. Look at the sickness that came upon him. God didn't do that to him. Satan did it. Also, the Lord Jesus tells the story of the woman whom Satan had bound up for 18 years. Sickness comes from Satan. Number two, sickness can come from sin as well. Sickness can come from sin. Look at these who take communion in an unholy way. 1 Corinthians 11:29. It says, he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body, meaning there's more to communion than meets the eye. It's not just Hawaiian punch and Twinkies. It's a serious thing. He who eats, I'm in 1 Corinthians 11:29 if you own a Bible. He who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks, let me soften that down a little and go with a different translation. Eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning or recognizing
the Lord's body. For this reason, that is, not discerning the Lord's body, for this reason, many are weak and sick. S-I-C-K is how you spell that, by the way. Sick. And many sleep. Guess what sleep means in the New Testament? Dead. Dead. That didn't come from Satan. That came from dishonoring him. Taking communion the wrong way. Read the text when you get home. 1 Corinthians 11, 29 and 30. Number three, sickness can come from God. Sorry. Where's that in the Bible? John 11, 3 and 4. Looking at Lazarus. John 11, verse 3. "And therefore the sister sent to Jesus and said, Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick. Now when Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but," in other words, here's why the sickness is. Okay? "This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it." That's some deep stuff, I know. But God rules. He even will use sickness for his glory. Now, those aren't my words. Those are his. All I can do is just bow the knee to him and worship. And that's what I recommend that we do. This sickness is not unto death. Talking about Lazarus. This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Okay, next one. Listen to this threat the Lord gave the pastor of the church at First Baptist in Thyatira. All right. The church at Thyatira. Someone might take me literally and think there's a First Baptist at Thyatira. I don't want to get in that much. I'm already in enough trouble today. This is what Jesus said. He said, "I've got this against you, that you tolerate that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit sexual immorality and eat things sacrificed to idols. I gave her time to repent, and she won't repent of her sexual immorality. Behold, I am..." I love that word, behold. That's my second favorite word after therefore, is behold. The Greek word is edu. It means get a load of this. Behold. I'm going to cast her into a Greek word as kline. It's what they wheel in here if you can't make it out. A stretcher. Since this lady is leading you people to sin, behold, watch what I'm going to do to her. They're going to haul this woman out at First Baptist Thyatira on a stretcher. Sick bed is what the King James says. I am casting her into a sick bed and those that commit adultery with her into great tribulation. And don't even quote to me 1 Thessalonians 5. Oh, God hasn't appointed me to wrath. Oh, yeah? Keep on sinning. And you are appointed to wrath. Your forehead has been appointed to wrath. If you don't turn and repent and start going in the right direction. Otherwise, you are appointed to wrath. Behold, I'm casting her into a sick bed, and those that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, if they don't repent of her works. Check that out. If they don't repent of her works, meaning you're responsible to pray for her and to repent of someone else's sins. Then he says this, verse 23, I will kill her children too with death. And all the churches will know that I am he that searches minds and hearts. I bet. Did you hear what happened at First Baptist Thyatira last Sunday? They hauled the pastor and half the church out on a stretcher. Certainly, Lord, I bet all the churches will know. You know, I think that's what's missing today. You know, I think we need some of that today. Then all the churches will know I'm the one that searches hearts and minds. I will give to each one of you according to your work. Okay, don't be deceived. Sickness can come from God. Sickness can come from sin. Sickness can come from the devil as well. Instead of trying to rebuke sickness, try repenting of sin. Start there. Notice, too, the solution for this terrible condition of having a demon torment Paul. Look at here. Again, where are we at now? Verse 8 or 9. Jesus said, he said, my grace is sufficient for you. For my strength is made, my strength, that is, the strength to overcome what you're going through. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Huh. He says, my grace is sufficient. But I can't hold grace. I can't see it. I can't touch it. Why don't you give somebody else grace? I want a rocket launcher. I can't hold on to it. Give him some grace. See how you can hold on to it. You can't see it. I'm going to give everything you need for this victory. I'm going to give you some grace. I need something more tangible. Oh, no, you don't. Jesus says, my grace is all that you need. And what's that? Grace is something that you haven't earned. By grace are you saved through faith. You haven't earned it. It's not yours rightfully. My grace is all that you need. And then the Lord Jesus said to him, he said, my power, in other words, oh, here comes my rocket launcher. My power is perfected in weakness. So, have we answered all of the questions this morning? Who said no? Number one, what is Paul's thorn in the flesh? Answer, a demonic entity. Number two, who ultimately gave it to him? God, sovereignly. Might have used the demon to do it, but God is the one that kept him humble. Satan doesn't keep you humble. Satan's aim is to steal, kill, and destroy, and leave you as a pile of rubble. Not to keep you humble. Satan doesn't love you. God loves you. Satan hates you. Big difference. Number three, why did the person responsible give it to him? Answer, to keep him humble, so that he wouldn't end up like Satan. Number four, should I ask for one to see if I'm up for it? Answer, if only you are a fool.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Hey, this is Mark Ballmer from Lessons for Living. We hope that you're enjoying the